Welcome to the September 16th Armed American Radio broadcast. Janet Ramirez in Tucson, Arizona writes, "Mark, isn't there a free report that details how to improve your shooting accuracy overnight? I don't need a concealed carry permit here in Arizona, but I'm always looking for ways to improve my accuracy." Yes, Janet, there is, and here it is. It's free. I apologize for not giving it out that often. The report is titled, "How to Improve Your Shooting Accuracy in One Evening." This report includes tips, tricks, and insider secrets to get you consistently on target, even when the pressure is on. For those of us too busy to get to the range every day, this report is a must-have. It's free. Download your free copy today at freeshootingreport.com. That's freeshootingreport.com. It's totally free. Enjoy this weekend show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
America is a country founded on guns. Agreed. It is in our DNA. Agreed. It's very strange, but I feel better having a gun. I don't know what's so strange about that. I really do. I don't feel safe. I don't feel the house is completely safe if I don't have one hidden somewhere. That's my thinking, right or wrong. I got my first BB gun when I was in nursery school. I got my first shotgun by first grade, age 6. I had shot a handgun by third grade, age 8, and grew up in a pretty sane environment. That from the same individual who would later say, "I am an Obama supporter and am backing his U.S. election campaign." That, the head of a party whose platform reads this: "We recognize that the individual right to bear arms is an important part of the American tradition." Listen for the code words. Tradition. "And we will preserve Americans' Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. We believe that the right to own firearms is," again, listen for the code words, "subject to reasonable regulation." Code word. "We understand the terrible consequences of gun violence." "It serves as a reminder that life is fragile and our time here is limited and precious." Okay. "We believe in an honest, open national conversation about firearms." The conversation's over. It ended in December of 1791. "We can focus on effective enforcement of existing laws." Enforcement. "Especially strengthening our background check system." Strengthening, code word. "And we can work together to enact common sense improvements," code words, "like reinstating," code word, "the assault," code word, "weapons ban," code word, "and closing," code word, "the gun show loophole," flat out lie, "so that guns do not fall into the hands of those irresponsible, law-breaking few." In other words, we want to restrict your freedoms because of those irresponsible, law-breaking few. That, ladies and gentlemen, is straight from the 2012 Democrat Party platform. I bring you again the following statement from Brad Pitt. "America is a country founded on guns. It's in our DNA. It's very strange, but I feel better having a gun. I really do. I don't feel safe. I don't feel the house is completely safe if I don't have one hidden somewhere. That's my thinking, right or wrong. I got my first BB gun when I was in nursery school. My first shotgun by first grade, and I shot a handgun by third grade, and I grew up in a pretty sane environment." That from the same individual who said, "I am an Obama supporter and am backing his U.S. election campaign." Are you following me now?
Hey, Mark.
Go ahead, Sean.
They could start with Chicago with the gun show loophole.
They don't have gun shows in Chicago, and they've got the highest murder rate in the country right now.
That's why.
Gun violence in Chicago under Mayor Rahm, the Godfather Emanuel, is off the charts. The hypocrisy, yet again, is filling buckets as it drools from their mouths. The lies. It is our responsibility to continue to drill this into you. Because I want to go back and read this email, and then I want to bring David Kodry in and George Hill in, and I want to bring them to the roundtable and get their opinion after hearing that opening few statements. Mark, I'm a Democrat and gun supporter. I don't appreciate you painting us all with the same brush. I'm a gun supporter first, Democrat second. Cut the nonsense. That's Richard Kelly in Omaha, Nebraska. Richard, your statement is a lie. You cannot be a gun supporter first and a Democrat second. It's impossible when you read the platform I just read to you. You cannot be a gun supporter first and support the party that wrote that platform. You can't do it. You're one or the other. Come out of the closet, come to grips with what you are, and admit it. Because you have a gun in your home and it makes you feel good, doesn't make you a gun rights supporter, sir. You cut the nonsense. David Kodria, am I wrong somewhere?
Mark, I'm sitting here laughing because as you're going through your opening statement, I just wrote a piece about a week ago or so called A Conversation We Need to Have. And it was about this peace group. They're called the Coalition for Peace Action. And they're out of New Jersey.
Oh, how nice. They have butterflies on their lapels.
And that conversation that we need to have, okay, is a statement that they used, along with the code phrase, and I use the word code phrase, common sense, and here's their goals. Okay, and I'm not echoing, you know, or I'm not plagiarizing from your monologue. Their goals are reinstating the federal assault weapons ban and closing the gun show loophole.
That's the Democrat Party platform.
And along with that, then I included a link to the Democrat Party platform. The same code words come from the Brady campaign, from ESGV, from every editorial board in the country just about. And they get these buzzwords out there, and they repeat them ad nauseum to get people conditioned to when they hear them. Yep. This is what they hear, and everybody is singing from the same page. So I'm delighted you set things up that way because it goes perfectly consistent with what I'm talking about. And the other thing to our Democrat gun-supporting friend, I've had the same conversation with people who have formed so-called Democrat gun rights group. How can you support the party that supports this platform? How can you support the party that nominates a Sotomayor and a Kagan, okay, and call yourself a gun rights supporter? How can you support a party that supports the nomination and confirmation of an Eric Holder? It's impossible.
It is absolutely flat out impossible. I said before, you're either bisexual or you're not. Okay, I'm going to use that analogy. The fact of the matter is, You can't. I can only go there.
I hear Sean laughing. I'm sorry, I'm laughing too.
He laughed in the last segment too, and I'm not trying to be redundant here from hour one and hour two, but I am, as we draw 51 days now to this election from today, it is imperative that people understand this. I am sick and tired of hearing this double speak. George Hill, you sell guns for a living.
Absolutely.
You sell guns to Democrats, and that's a great thing.
I do.
That's a great thing.
One of my coworkers is a Democrat. But you're looking at these guys, and you got to feel sorry for the Democrats because you got these old-school Democrats that are basically like the GOP is today. For whatever reason, they've always been Democrat. You talk to these guys. My dad was a Democrat. My grandpa was a Democrat. And these guys are Democrats. And their party has left them. They haven't
exactly
left the party yet, but their party has left them. And I see, I know a lot of Democrats, and they just shake their head. They're like, this isn't the party I used to be a member of.
Let me put it in perspective for you. The party of Zell Miller is no longer here, folks.
Exactly.
Zell Miller's Democrat, conservative, fiscally conservative party is gone.
Yeah.
And the code words that you heard, George, and David, that you heard, I read for you verbatim Brad Pitt's statements. I don't think Brad Pitt, Sean and I debated this in the first hour. I don't think Brad Pitt is a bad person. He'd be kind of cool to hang out with. I just don't think, Sean doesn't think he gets it. I'd like to give him more credit than that. I don't think he's stupid in that sense of the word, under the actual dictionary definition, David, of the word stupid. Sean, your position was you just don't think these people have realized that their party has what?
They haven't. They haven't realized that their party has been taken over by the progressive.
Now I want to stop you because, see, I want to give Brad Pitt more credit than that. I can't. In order for him to feel that way, David, he's got to be one thing, and that's stupid. If you watched and participated, if believe me, he supports financially, and I'm sure it's big sums of money, money I wish I had in my pocket. It certainly wouldn't be going to them.
Well, I think that not stupid, but insulated might be a more accurate description. Because do you remember there's a quote, and I don't have it exactly attributed to the New York Times columnist, I believe it was, Pauline Kael was her name, and she said, well, I don't know anybody in my circle who voted for Nixon.
Right.
And this is, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina, They I guess they're living on a big estate in France, okay? And I know that he came from humble roots. She didn't. She was always the daughter of movie stars. But he came from humble roots. But now he is insulated. He jet sets around the world. I mean, he wants to go somewhere. Mark, he doesn't need to make the same considerations that you or I do in terms of, well, can we afford this? Should we pick this motel? Or can we...
And something else too, David. Maybe he's trying to keep Angelina Jolie happy. I don't know. She comes from very conservative roots, as does he. So they're good ones to pick on. John Voight, her father, of course, very well known in conservative circles, very pro-Second Amendment. Her mother out as a Romney supporter, or Pitt's mother, his mother out as a Romney supporter. More on this discussion when we come back. Fascinating with George, David, and Shanto.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com. Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxSlide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxSlide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxSlide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back. You know, David Kodria is so gosh darn intelligent that he actually swept my thoughts away because I just stop and listen to him. It blows my mind. Where I was going with my comments about Brad Pitt, I don't want to leave them open-ended, was, and I asked David and George, Sean and you, if you had watched the convention. Of course, we all know how left the convention turned. Mm. They had the farthest of the far left, the progressive socialist, speaking in prime time each night of the convention. Clearly, a hard left progressive turn in primetime national television. Brad Pitt knows darn good and well where this party stands. Gun rights supporter first, gun rights supporter second. You can't be gun rights supporter first and support that ticket. That's where I was going. So I don't, you know, you'd have to literally be stupid to not know which direction the party is turning. And I know he knows which direction the party is going. But what I think it is, David Kodria and George Hill, is that these guys, you know, Brad Pitt grew up in a conservative household. There are a lot of Democrats who grew up with firearms as well. But in today's Democrat Party, where we are today, 51 days away from an election, David, is a Democrat Party that is no longer the party of Zell Miller. This ain't John Kennedy's party. Fiscally conservative, for crying out loud. They have a decision to make as gun rights supporters, supposed gun rights supporters, don't they, Dave?
Well, you know, again, I think that you got to keep coming back, though, to where these people are in life. Mm-hmm. And Mark, honestly, I think that Brad Pitt, living most of the time in France and jet-setting around as he does not have the concerns and the considerations of his roots. And
you're probably, you know, that's very true.
His prime motivation for disagreeing with his mother on Romney support is over the
gay marriage
issue. Right. And so I would submit that, you know, a Brad Pitt can afford to be, quote unquote, progressive. And let me take a quick detour, if I may. That term progressive, I use the word regressive because there's nothing progressive about it. And I saw a great illustration on an internet story about this highway project in Texas that got halted because they found some blind spider that only exists along this strip of road in Texas. So they've halted this multi-million-dollar project because of it. And one of the commenters said, yeah, typical progressives halting progress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, no, you know, that is a great point. I wish the media would put the true terms out there. They don't.
It's like calling them liberals. There's nothing liberal.
True.
A liberal means pertaining to freedom. Jefferson
That's correct.
Was a liberal.
They've
hijacked the term, as they always do, and they give it the Orwellian twist that means the opposite of what it's represented to be.
You're absolutely correct about that. In fact, Sean mentioned it earlier in the broadcast today that he doesn't believe that a lot of these liberals think they're, or know that their party has been hijacked, which is what brought up my comparisons and analogies of Sandra Fluck, the progressive left at this. Well, we all know that that's the direction they've gone, and I just don't buy into that at the risk of disagreeing with my partner, Shanto, over there. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, do you think, David has reminded us that the Pitts, Mr. Jolie, if you will, is living in the on an estate in France. You know, David
there
and George...
There is a certain degree of elitism going on here.
75% tax rate over there they want on those guys over there, those French socialists. How long you think they're going to stay in France? We'll see if the hypocrisy drips, George.
Well, see, they're better than us. You know, they can have their guns, but we can't have ours. There is a certain degree of elitism that goes on with the Hollywood jet set type guys. And, you know, Brad Pitt, don't think for a minute that he is one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of us. If he was one of us, he'd be backing up Mitt Romney because he's the best hope for America that we have right now.
You're absolutely correct. Great point. Let's do this. Let's go around the table. We'll have some fun with this one. I made the comparison last week. I'm going to continue to make this comparison as we draw closer and closer to this election. It's in our DNA here, Mr. Pitt. It truly is in our DNA. We live what we talk on this program. David, I want your opinion, then to George.
I'm not quite sure I'm following where I'm supposed to go with this, Mark.
No, you weren't. You jumped in there too quick. I hesitated before I asked you the question. I got the email from someone last week that said, what about the Republican who supports abortion? And my response to that was, welcome to the party.
Mm-hmm.
We can discuss that. We can debate that. We can debate that between parties. We can debate that within the own party. Abortion's not in our Constitution, in our first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, because something's not in the Bill of Rights does not mean that it's not a right. And I'm not arguing for abortion, by the way. I'm arguing for the thought that I hear people say that this isn't in the Bill of Rights and therefore it's not a right. You know, back when we were debating the ratification of the Constitution in this country, there were the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and the Federalists' position was, we don't need a Bill of Rights because if it's not authorized in the Constitution, the government has no authority to do it. And that's why they included the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, to say that, you know what, just because this is not included in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean that it's not a right. It was never meant to be all-inclusive, and the Federalists even warned that this is the danger by putting in a Bill of Rights, that people are going to make exactly that conclusion.
Now, that's exactly why. I want to stop you there. That's exactly why I'm not wrong, and here's why.
Okay.
That's the debate that I'm referring to that we can have. That's what that amendment says. We can have that debate. This is a debatable topic. However, the right to keep and bear arms is an unalienable right that predates our Constitution. Abortion is...
I would say all rights are unalienable rights that predate our Constitution.
Correct. We can go there. I don't want to play semantics with the term, but you're absolutely correct about that. However, with the abortion debate being a Republican, come on into the party. Let's debate that. Let's debate the constitutionality of that. We can have that debate. So I think we're on the same page there. I want to articulate that properly.
Yeah, I was just, you know, and again, I'm not going to come in right now and weigh in on an abortion debate. That's not what this program is about.
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make certain that that I understood where you're coming from. I actually want to get back and replay that clip where you called me intelligent. I want to play that one for my kids.
Hey, I'll cut that out, edit it. You can stick it out on the blog. Well, what happens is whenever you open your mouth, I tend to, my eyes get big. If we had this on video, and I sit and I listen.
Yeah.
I listen to what you have to say, and it fascinates me because I know you well enough. I've watched you speak in many different venues around the country. I've shared the stage with you, and it's impossible to keep up with you.
Okay, I'm going to play this one for my kids.
All right, quick question for you. I have to push this while we're on the air before we go to the break. The weekend of the 28th, 29th, and 30th, I will be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando. I'll be back down there. Weekend, back-to-back weekends. George, I wish you were going to be there. I know you can't make the GRPC. David, very quickly, yes or no, will you be there?
Sorry, can't do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we'll talk some more guns and gear with the Mad Ogre. Love it. Right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
You better join them. You don't want to make Larry Pratt mad. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm in the round table with you. Pull up a chair, clean your guns, load some ammo, eat a bag of chips, whatever you do. Enjoy this hour of the show. It's a good one. The guest lineup in this hour is always fun. We let our hair down. Shanto, my sidekick in Dallas, is on the air with us on an open mic. We've got David Kodria up in Hudson, Ohio, on an open mic. You got a fire going today, David?
No, not tonight.
That's okay. Hey, and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, love you like a brother. You and I are going to eventually continue and finish our book, Grilling While Armed. We have a few outside things kind of poking us in the chest and getting in the way, George, but we'll be back on that very, very shortly. How are you today?
Doing great. Yeah, we need to get this project done because it's information everybody needs. Proper etiquette of grilling while armed.
The proper etiquette,
hey,
grilling
Mark?
While armed. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
You know, during the break, we were talking about some of the stuff we were talking about before the break. And you might want to clear this up.
Oh, you want me? Okay, yeah, all right. I'm glad you brought that up. I agree with you.
I apologize for stepping over you, but
I think it's important. I think it's important. David and I were discussing, you know, the abortion and the Second Amendment, and David had mentioned the Ninth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. The Ninth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution reads, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people." The Tenth Amendment, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people." And, of course, I mentioned the abortion as an analogy. And I said, I welcome that debate. What I meant by that was the Constitution clearly allows us, wants us to have that debate for us to determine what is constitutional. And abortion at this point in our history has been found under Roe v. Wade by the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, to be constitutional. I'm open to having that debate. The Second Amendment, on the other hand, is not open for debate. That debate ended December 15th, 1791, and that's the point that I was trying to make. David.
Yeah, I have no argument with that.
I think that's where I probably didn't articulate that well enough in that last segment, but I wanted to clarify that. George, the Mad Ogre, mm-hmm. out on the ranch, we were talking earlier about your two Berettas. Can we go back there for a second? Those Berettas, I started missing mine.
Well, yeah, the Beretta 92FS and my brother... he has a new Beretta as well, the PX4 Storm.
Now, the action is different in that PX4 than any other firearm I've ever seen, including the flagship 92, is it not?
Right. It's using a rotating barrel instead of a tilting or locking block action. So it's very unique. Beretta's done this before with the Cougar pistol,
right.
And you can still pick up the Cougars made by Stoger, which is a company owned by Beretta. So you can get the Stoger Cougars, the Beretta Cougars, and that kind of was the genesis of the Storms. The Storms taking that action, refining it, making it better into a lightweight, polymer-framed, high-capacity semi-automatic that has very good reliability and great accuracy.
David, did you hear that? Polymer-framed, high-capacity, semi-automatic. Ooh, it gives me chills here. That's...
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard if you were a Democrat. But,
but David, care to comment on that? Somebody take the mic from me for a second. I got to wipe my eyes. George, I love it.
That's great stuff right there, George.
Yeah, see, Brad Pitt loves the sound but doesn't like the idea that we have these guns. That's okay.
$3,000 to take that shock, it's going to cost you more than that.
That's great right there.
Oh, good heavens, too much. Hey, David, you've got new news for us on the gift that just keeps on giving, the Fast and Furious. What have we got?
Well, Actually, it's more of a clarification, because we know that that ICE's hearing with the Inspector General had to be postponed, and so it's going to be taking place this coming week. And I guess the thing that I want to clarify is that there are a lot of people that are out there that are writing articles and things like that saying, oh, the fix is in because the OIG gave the draft report to the Justice Department, and that's just so that they can hide everything and fix everything and all that. And I think what I'd like to call to everyone's attention is the fact that according to government auditing standards, okay, that is just normal practice. I can read you, if I could, real quickly from the government auditing standards. One of them is providing a draft report with findings for review and comment by responsible officials of the audited entity and others helps the auditor develop a report that is fair, complete, and objective. Now, that doesn't mean that the OIG has to take whatever revisions get suggested. It just means that that is part of the complete report, and that is standard process. So
on paper, can we trust it?
Here's the safeguard that Mike Vanderbo of Sipsey Street Irregulars and I have suggested to ISA. Whether he follows it or not, we'll have to see. And that is then to demand the working papers that they used to come up with this audit to show the decisions that they made, who they talked to, who they didn't talk to, so that they can then do a forensic trace back and they can take a look at the finished product, and then they can take a look at, you know, what's happened since then. I think that if you go along and do that, and Mark, you know, you come from a trucking company background that has regulations that you have to comply with. I come from an aerospace and medical practice management and medical device background that, again, audits that you have to comply with. This is all standard stuff, and if you do it right, you can get to the truth.
You have no idea how bad I want to believe that statement. I am trying desperately to believe that statement.
As do I. And my only caution is, let's not jump on the bandwagon that says, oh, well, they gave the draft to DOJ, therefore the fix is in. Don't jump to that conclusion, because that would be equally wrong. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I do have one other question.
I'm still waiting for the guys with sticks in Philadelphia to be found guilty of something.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Well, they're promising that they're going to show up at some more polling places, and they said that we're going to do it all according to the law and the Constitution. And my position on that is, well, as long as that's the case, we don't have a problem.
We need to clone the ogre and put him out at some polling booths is what we need to do.
As long as they stay out my way, we'll be all good.
Hey, George?
You know, I don't want to be out there like a Black Panther party guy in front of a polling booth. I don't need to be all over CNN.
No, but you'd work wonders on MSDNC, my friend.
Would.
They'd have a field day with you, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a pass on that, bro.
All right. Well, David, we've got 2 minutes, I think, before a break. Can you wrap it up there, or you want to carry it over into the last segment?
Just a real quick bit of news. I've been reporting on Brinks fighting its a move by ATF to revoke its FFL, and they've had some dirty tricks played on them by ATF, including being denied being able to get a deposition from the ATF official who wants to revoke their license. And then the ATF said that they weren't served properly to go to a court hearing, which wasn't true. Proof of service was produced. And the bottom line is the court tomorrow morning, Monday, has ordered that they're going to have a hearing on motions. So hopefully they'll be able to then compel testimony under oath from ATF to determine whether or not they're complying with their own procedures, which resulted from another OIG audit. So this, again, is hopeful news. So two bits of hopeful news I bring today.
It is hopeful news. You have no earthly idea how bad I want to believe that this is going to work itself out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting information that you don't hear in the mainstream media every day, but you do hear every week here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. I'll be back for the final segment of the roundtable with David Kodria, George the Mad Ogre, and Sean right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Hi, I'm Janet Mefford, host of The Janet Mefford Show. Every week, Mark Walters and Armed American Radio defend freedom by defending our right to keep and bear arms. Like you, I cherish my constitutionally recognized right to defend myself and my family. And that's why I fill my prescription for freedom right here every week on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I've got an interesting email that just came in. No subject. It's good to hear someone with Hollywood influence speak out for us. And then it goes on to quote the Brad Pitt that I've been railing on for the last 3 hours. Well, let me explain this to you. I like hearing that
if it were followed up with, which is exactly why you have to vote the Republican ticket, not when it's followed up with, oh, do I even have to go there again? I support Obama. I've reconciled that for you over the last 3 hours, so I'll leave that well enough alone. Let's discuss very quickly a little bit of business. This is the last segment we have. I will see you next week. Hopefully, you will be there. You should be, particularly those of you in Florida. Take the top down. Come on up or down or over to Orlando and visit with myself, with Rob Pincus, with Shonto, with Michael Martin, the entire staff at the Gander Mountain Academy we are sponsoring together, working together to bring you the Concealed Carry Expo. 2-day event, Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd. We will culminate that event with a live broadcast from our great Armed American Radio affiliate, News Talk 660 WORL in Orlando, after the event closes on Sunday. Come in and mess with the simulators with us. Touch the guns. Try before you buy. Over 40 vendors will be there. Live range, simulators. Oh, too much fun. Come out and pick up my book, one of the last batches that I'll be signing before the new one comes out later in the fall. We'd love to have you there. Gander Mountain Academy, Lake Mary, Florida, just outside Orlando, September 22nd and 23rd for the Concealed Carry Expo. Come out, shake my hand, meet Rob Pincus, one of the greatest trainers in the country, Michael Martin, and have a great time with all of us. Hope to see you there.
Hey, Mark?
Yes. Sean, by the way, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you.
It's the second time you've done this coming back from a break, but that's okay. Go ahead.
The email that you just read that email again.
Good to see somebody from Hollywood speaking out for us.
Okay,
and
stop.
Then it goes on to show the quotes. You see, what this is headline surfing. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, first of all, Hollywood don't speak for nobody but Hollywood, okay? Right. Anybody, look, this guy's an actor. He is not a political pundit. He is not someone that's in the political arena. He's not a mentor. He's a guy that gets paid a lot of money to act a fool on the screen.
A lot of money.
He does not speak for me. Now, you know, and these people that want to put actors on pedestals, I'm sorry. It's Hollywood. When I go see a movie, trust me, my political affiliation does not just demonstrate what movie I go see. I go see a movie because I like the movie.
All right, here's the thing. I want to point this out. The letter writer meant well by what he said. What I would like to do is I would ask you to look beyond those words, talk simply because it's positive about guns, and look at who he is supporting for president. Therein lies the discrepancy and the hypocrisy. David Kodria, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, Mark. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you at the roundtable always, every week. George, the Mad Ogre, how you doing? You're staying calm, I hope?
Oh, man. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here, as always. Had to throw that little plug in. But,
hey, George, I'd love to see you holding a sign, well, say holding a bigger stick at a polling booth with the Black Panthers. What a picture that would be.
I'd
put it on the website.
Yeah, that would...
you know what?
You're setting me up here, man. No, I'm not going
to... No, I'm not setting you up. I'm not trying to set you up. Not trying
to
set you up.
You remember that email? Did you get that email about one of your readers who got his first AAR-15?
You know what? Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, let's push that. David, did you know we have an Armed American Radio Mark Walters signature custom-made AAR-15 black rifle?
Something about that, but I don't know the details about it.
It's gorgeous. George, go ahead. Crusader Weaponry is building this Armed American Radio, which is a very cool logo to begin with, mm-hmm. with the AAR, the red, white, and blue outline, the firearm, and the radio microphone, and my signature underneath it on the lower. George, go ahead.
Oh, man. You know, I had a chance to handle one of these guns, actually this gun, before it went out.
You actually have mine.
Yeah. Let me read this email real quick here. Hi, Gun. This was a letter from the new owner to Gun Doc, Joseph Chetwood, who put the gun together. He is an excellent gunsmith and head gunsmith for Crusader Weaponry. Anyway, says, hi, Gun Doc, or perhaps I should call you Master Gun Doc. I picked up the special build rifle on Monday from the local FFL guy. I think his mouth is still hanging open. I offered him a drool rag as he was stuttering words like, beautiful, dude. Your craftsmanship and skill is really top gun. Unknown if I should frame it or take it out and get it dirty.
Hold on, right here.
I'm going to end the email right there, but that's basically it. This guy's a law enforcement officer, and he is just shockingly impressed with the AAR-15. But he says, should I frame it or take it out and get it dirty? Bro.
Get it dirty.
Go play with it, man.
Then frame it. Frame it dirty. Hey, AAR-15. How cool is that, David Kodria?
That's just excellent.
Doesn't that just work?
And the signature, you know, reminds me of my old Honus Wagner Louisville Slugger, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I get that. You know, here's the thing. There are 50 sequentially numbered that Crusader is building, and we haven't talked about that on the air. Here's the thing. If you're interested in the specs and the pricing for one of 50 sequentially numbered, serial numbered AAR-15s, 0 through or 1 through 50, contact me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will see to it. I will put you directly in touch with Joe Chetwood at Crusader Weaponry, and you can get all of the information necessary. He'll build one for you. He'll add on anything you want, and he'll send you an AAR signature AAR-15. It's a beautiful rifle, the whole slew, but they are very special, as you well know, because you have fired mine. Mm-hmm. I haven't even received it yet.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Just phenomenal accuracy. Reliability is flawless. We've sent, you know, our friend Rob Pincus, we sent him one of our Crusader broadsword rifles, and he's been testing it out, and from everything I'm gathering, he's really digging them.
What does Rob Pincus know about rifles?
A little bit. he's a phenomenal shot, and he's been testing it out with Winchester's new PDX-1 ammo, and this is in .308, so it's a heavy duty gun. It's a heavy duty weapon, so you know Crusader can definitely build you what you want. But the AAR-15 version. Now, this is a configuration that you, Mark, picked out. You selected the basic build. And, of course, anything on here is flexible. You know, we can get you the gun you want. But
we'll add to it. Hey, George, we'll also copy you in on the email, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested. I hate to do it, guys, but the roundtable is coming to a close. Another episode of Armed American Radio. Just a little bit over 50 days to vote. Make it count. Don't throw your vote in the garbage with no one who has a chance. This is not the time to vote principle. Not now. It's time to get Obama out of office. Make your vote count. It's vital to the health of your Second Amendment and our Constitution. Make it count. We will hammer that home every week from now on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. David Kodria, thank you very much. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, we will see both of you next week. Chantel, love you as we fire 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you next week live from Orlando.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.